We've been hearing a lot here in the U.S. about anti-Semitic incidents. There have been bomb threats at dozens of Jewish community centers, toppled gravestones in Jewish cemeteries. In France, anti-Semitism is a long-standing problem with high-profile attacks like the one on a kosher supermarket outside Paris in 2015. Those kinds of anti-Semitic attacks get a lot of attention, but some French Jews say they're worried about what they see as a rise in anti-Semitism in public schools. Rebecca Rossman has that story.
Virginie Salem is preparing dinner for her three children in our home outside Paris. She used to send her kids to public school. Then one day, her seven-year-old son Noah came home with a black eye.
And I tell him, what's happened? He tell me, someone called me a dirty Jew.
When her husband came home later that evening, she sat him down.
And I tell him, you know, Noah is coming back from school and he doesn't understand why the kids tell me a dirty Jew. And I tell to my husband, okay, we take our child and we go to the Jewish school.
Salem showed her husband something she'd seen on Facebook for a group called Choisir l'école juive, or Choose a Jewish School. It helps families like hers make the transition from public schools to private Jewish schools, including providing financial aid. Salem ultimately decided to move all three of her kids to Jewish schools.
If you see my children, they smile. They are happy to go to school in the morning.
That's what Elodie Marciano wants to hear. She says she started Choisir l'école juive in 2013 after hearing similar stories from other Jewish parents whose kids were getting harassed at school.
Je ne suis pas institutrice, je ne suis pas pédagogue, je suis une simple maman d'élève.
I'm not an educator, I'm not a headmaster, I'm just a mom who's collecting stories from parents who say they're afraid to send their kids to public school and wonder if there's a future for them there.
Marciano says her group has helped more than 400 students in the past 3 years. But it's difficult to get independent figures on the number of Jewish students who have left the public school system because French law forbids collecting statistics based on race, ethnicity, or religious affiliation. And that makes it hard for authorities to see a trend.
If we don't collect data, if we don't count, we can't know.
Emmanuel David Enkoff covers education for the French paper Le Monde. He says he doesn't doubt that anti-Semitic bullying is on the rise in French schools. But for now, it's still just anecdotal.
So, of course, it's very hard to write and to talk about this situation and to act in schools. So that's a real problem.
There is one area, however, where the government does collect data on race and religion: hate crimes. According to the French Interior Ministry, there were 335 anti-Semitic hate crimes reported in 2016, and there were 182 anti-Muslim hate crimes reported in the same period. Rabbi Michel Serfati hosts a Muslim-Jewish dialogue in the southeast Paris suburb of Rives-en-Gis. He also works in schools in predominantly Muslim neighborhoods, where he says you hear a lot of anti-Semitic comments. That's why he regularly hires young Muslims from underprivileged communities to work with him at his synagogue. And every summer, Serfati rents a bus and takes a part of his staff on a cross-country trip to promote interfaith dialogue.
On pose la question aux musulmans. Connaissez-vous des juifs?
When we go to these areas, we ask Muslims, do you know any Jews? Often the answer is no.
That's why Hassan Bounabi, who worked with Serfati, thinks these dialogues are so important.
I wasn't raised in a community with a lot of Jewish people, and these conversations have changed my own ideas. We all have certain prejudices, and that's why we have to seek out one another, because if we stay closed in our own communities, that's what creates tension.
But if Jewish students are increasingly abandoning public schools, what does that mean for dialogue? Virginie Salem says she shares that concern. But for now, it's not her top priority.
The priority is my children, okay? The priority is not to defend the Jewish. My children was in danger.
Her priority, she says, is sending her kids to a school where they're not afraid to be Jewish. For The World, Rebecca Rossman, Paris.